Our atmosphere, the air we breathe, is dominated by the gases nitrogen and oxygen, as N2, which makes up about 78%, and as O2, which makes up about 21%. There is also about 1% argon, as AR, and there are numerous gases that are present at much smaller concentrations, such as carbon dioxide, CO2, neon and helium, methane, CH4, nitrous oxide, N2O, ozone, O3, and others at even smaller concentrations. Figure 1-1 in the downloadable PDF. Water vapor is also a very important atmospheric gas. Its concentration is quite variable, from about 0.01% at very low temperatures to over 4% at 30 degrees Celsius, as shown on Figure 1.1 on the downloadable PDF. We use parts per million, ppm, to describe concentrations of the less abundant gases. If a gas has a concentration of 1 ppm, that means there is one molecule of that gas for every 1 million molecules of air. All gases with two or more atoms vibrate, just like the molecules of all solids and liquids. Two-atom gas molecules, such as nitrogen, N2, and oxygen, O2, can vibrate only by stretching, figure 1.2. And these vibrations are relatively fast. Molecules with three or more atoms, carbon dioxide, for example, can vibrate both by stretching and by bending, figure 1.2. These are known as greenhouse gases, GHGs. The really important factor is that bending vibrations are slower than stretching vibrations, and the frequencies of bending vibrations fall within the range of frequencies of infrared radiation emitted from the warmed surfaces of the Earth. In order to understand the greenhouse effect, we must consider the different types of light. The light that comes to us from the sun is mostly in the visible part of the spectrum, although it extends into the near-infrared and also a little way into the ultraviolet. The surfaces of the Earth, water, vegetation, ice, soil, and rock, are heated to varying degrees by visible sunlight, and that makes them warm enough to emit light in the infrared long-wave part of the spectrum. That light is invisible to us, but you can see it in an infrared image, where the warmer the object, the brighter it will be. Visible light from the sun vibrates at frequencies that don't match those of the common atmospheric gases, O2 and N2, or the GHGs, and so that light passes through our atmosphere without being absorbed, although it is reflected by clouds and particulate matter. But, as already noted, the frequency of infrared light radiated from the Earth's warm surfaces does overlap with the bending vibration frequencies of the GHGs, and when that light strikes those molecules, their vibrations become more vigorous. That warms the molecules, and that warms the air. In other words, the GHGs trap some of that infrared radiation from the warmed Earth. The higher the concentrations of GHGs, the more of that energy is trapped in the atmosphere, and the warmer it gets. As most people are aware, carbon dioxide is the most significant of the GHGs. In late 2020, its concentration was about 415 parts per million, ppm, or 0.04%, figure 1.3. And it is currently increasing by about 2 ppm every year.